Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way.
Oh, America, are you serious? It is showtime, baby. Here we go.
I got a question before we get into a thing tonight, yo. Did you do your due diligence today? I'm going to say it one more time. You know what it is. It's Tuesday night. It's the mayor in the building. GQ Power Sports after further review. But all of that. Did you do your due diligence today? That's all I'm asking you. Call me up, 646-200-3838. Press 1. Get your Obama shout on. We're going to get into our Tuesday night flow. You know how I do it, sports and all that. But tonight, special night, man. It's election night. We're trying to get 4 more years of the situation here. You know, I hope you did your due diligence, man. You know, if you not going to be part of the solution, you know the rest. So it's the mayor in the building. And, yeah, we going there, man. We going to definitely keep it sports. But this is like a competition we watching tonight, man. Everybody picking a side, right? Everybody putting in their 2 cents in, right? And at the end of the night, we're going to see who's going to win. So it is a competition. So it is sports related. So we're going to go there and take it to the building, man. 646-200-3838. Press 1, you want to get on with the mayor. I'm going to shout out my New York Knicks, man. We 3-0. You know, shout out to that. You know, Carmelo's is keeping his word so far. And it seems like we're getting into a little flow of getting used to each other, you know what I mean, without Amari. Amari's ready to be trade bait if you don't, you know, stop, you know, getting hurt all the time, man. Because it seems like, you know, we're not missing nothing when we're missing that dude. You know, we'd like to have him, You know what I mean? Nobody's mad at Amari, but, you know, it seems like he's, you know, always, you know, getting attended to and all that. You know, so now's the time to show up, man. And, you know, we 3-0. We beat the Sixers last night, man. We did a little home-and-home with them, and we gave it to them. But, again, man, here's wishing, you know, Amari a speedy recovery and all that, man, so we can help a situation out, man, and get us to late May, early June, hopefully, you know. But it's still early in the building. Like, it's early in the election right now. You know, it's still early. I'm not trying to, you know, get too down because of what I'm looking at right now. You know, it is what it is. But at the end of the night, all we need is those 270. That's the number of electoral votes from the electoral college needed to get this thing knocked out. So, once again, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in the conversation. I want to give a shout-out to my man, Wise Intelligent, Poor Righteous Teachers in the building. Me and him, we tied again, man, in our NFL picks for the week. We both went 12-2. I'm trying to catch that dude. I'm like one game behind. I've been one game behind him for like about a month now. You know what I mean? I'm feeling like the Orioles right now. Hey, the Yankees, I'm trying to catch them. But it's all good, man. And everybody who did use their right and participated in history tonight, man, shout-out to you, you know. And we're coming on air just in time as the first waves, the polls are closing. So the number's about to come, you know, come in on the regular, and it's about to get real in the building. So once again, this is GQ Palace, After Further Review Sports in the building. Give me a call. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about. The Steelers and Giants got it on. Eli seems like he's in a little bit of a slump right now. You know, they did, you know, come away with a couple of wins. But again, it's about to get to the greasy part of their schedule. So, you know, this is, like, really not the, you know, best time for them to be slumping and things of that nature. And, you know, again, 646-200-3838 is the number. I'm expecting to hear from a couple of Steelers fans tonight as they did do what they were supposed to do. They did their due diligence and beat the Giants. So, once again, it's going down, man. We here in the building, man. And I wanted to say, oh, yeah, shout out to the New England Patriots. Because they got Aqib Talib off our hands. He's a defensive back that used to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And when he did play, we call him Pop-Tart because he got burnt all the time. You know, but and he was a problem, man. And plus, he was suspended. So he's still going to have to sit out a week before he gets to play for the Patriots and all that. So shout-out to the New England Patriots for taking that problem off our hands and all that. Shout out to the Lakers. They got a win, you know, even though it came at the hands of the Detroit Pistons, I believe. Yeah, a win is a win is a win, right? You know, I think the Lakers fans would get ready to jump off the bridge or something, man. You know, it's an 82-game season. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. But, again, you know, that wasn't a good look as far as their start was concerned. But they did get a win, so they're off the schneid. You know what I mean? They cracked out their egg cracked and all that, so... Shout out to the Lakers. But yeah, man, my Knicks is doing, you know, they doing their thing right now. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to, you know, I'm going to ride out with them this year, see what it is, because everybody had the full training camp. But Amari kind of like put the damper on the situation by, you know, being hurt and all that. But again, wish him a speedy recovery and all that right there. I don't know if anybody heard during the past week, it was a lineman that played for the Dallas Cowboys by the name of Tyron Smith. And his family, man, is getting at him because, you know, he's making some money right now. And he actually had to put a restraining order out on his moms, his pops, his sister, and his brother. You know what I mean? And to me, that's kind of crazy, you know. And they, you know, had to call 911 from the, you know, from training camp. He was at practice. And they was coming to his, you know, to his job, his place of employment, and sweating him for money. It's crazy. But that's the type of thing that goes on, I guess, man, when, you know, I guess a family member comes into stuff and the other family members don't have their best interest in mind. But that's what it is, man. It's election night. You got the mayor in the building, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the situation. Just wanted to shout out, man. It's getting ready to be basketball season, NCAA basketball, you know. So my hoop squad is Syracuse. You know, I don't know what we're going to do this year, man. Hopefully, yeah, we can do some more numbers in our last season in the Big East Conference or whatever. But, yeah, I'm looking at the poll, and I'm seeing some things that I really got a question about as far as the basketball polling is concerned. And I think a couple of teams are ranked really, really lower than they should be, and about three teams are ranked way higher than they should be. We'll get into that flow. Again, it's the mayor in the building, 646-200-3838. Everybody out there, I hope if you're not calling the mayor, man, it gets your conversation on. You out there voting, man, whether it's by, you know, pencil, pen, you're pulling the lever, whatever. Just make sure whatever, you know, situation that you're dealing with, make sure that you, you know, just make the correct vote. We got Mike in the building. Yo, Mike, what's good, man? Welcome to the bigger show.
What's going on, man? What's going on?
Chilling, man. Chilling, trying to, you know, trying to get through this night, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the big one. Everybody was waiting for it. It's been, you know, a couple of years in the making. So how was your experience, man? What was it like out there for you today?
It's hectic right now, yo. You know, the gas thing. But as far as this voting thing going on right now, I'm trying to tell people they better get out there and vote. One vote matter. Don't regret tomorrow what you could prevent for today.
Mm.
For real, for real. Better get out there and vote.
You might want to repeat
right
that.
It's real serious. They better realize it, yo. Don't regret tomorrow what you could prevent today. One vote matters. Get out there and vote now. Right now. Because it's not, you know, it's really not looking good right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's early though, my dude. It's early.
Yeah, it's early, but
I like it
to be like ahead, you know what I mean? Because the nonsense that was being
but
said.
But look at the electoral votes now. Obama got them, 64-40.
Because
right now, like I said earlier, we coming on the air just as the polls, some of the polls are closing and the big ones are coming in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because earlier it was like
19-3.
Romney had him 19-3, then 24-3 or whatever. Well, I'm wasn't sweating that. Don't sweat that. It's dumb early, my dude.
Yeah,
it's dumb early.
Yeah.
Let us get to like 9:30, 10 o'clock, and we see where the numbers is at. You know what I mean? Because he needs 270 to win. He's going to be all right. As long as everybody did what they were supposed to do, man. You know what I mean? And I'm going to say it as a... As, yeah, I pulled the lever for it. You know, my man, you know what I mean? The big homie and all that, but... It is what it is. Everybody, like you said, you can't complain if you didn't participate.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
I definitely concur with that, man, and all of that. But it's like I said, it's early, man, and the numbers, the real numbers, is going to be coming in a minute. You know what I mean? So we're going to ride out to this thing, man, and when we go off the air tonight, man, we should have another another 4 years for the big homie. We got Slate on the line. Slate, what's good, my D? Welcome to the bigger show.
What's going on, brother,
yeah,
man? How are you?
Hey, the floor is yours, my dude.
Yo, I just hope everybody get out there and put their vote in, man. Every vote counts, whether you believe it or not. It took me the longest time to get out there and vote, but I did what I had to do, man. This is very important, man. Obama did his thing. You know what I mean? Get out there and vote, man. Get out there and vote.
We
can stand on the line for hours for the new iPhone and this or that, then you can get out there and stand online and vote.
That's what I was going
straight
to say.
Up.
You can stand out there
word
for
up,
that
man.
Gas. You can stand
word
out there
up.
And
say
vote.
That, say that again, Slate.
If you can stand online for the new iPhone or the new phones, the Jordans, whatever your preference or your niche may be, then you can stand online and vote too. Regardless of how long it may take.
No doubt. So what was your experience like today, man? What happened?
Nah, well, you know, I got to get up. I'm on the plantation early. So as soon as the polls opened up, I was there. It was right in or right out. So I didn't have a problem. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, you know, I'm kind of worried on these early numbers because
exactly.
I went around. Listen, I was all for it. I had a bunch of registration slips. Months ago, I was trying to get all of the homies to get out there and register and get their vote because that's very important, man.
No doubt, man.
You know what I mean? So
that's right.
Got to be in it to win it.
That's right.
You do
and
not
and
want
that.
Fight.
And it's
you
like you're participating
bad.
In your own situation, man. You know what I mean? And Mike said earlier, if you don't, you know, you feel like it's beneath you to do that or, you know what I mean, your vote don't count or whatever, then you don't have a right to say nothing at the end of the day. If something goes the way that you don't want it to go, then you should just be easy because you didn't, you know what I mean? You didn't participate.
I'm just saying, I'm a realist, and you gave Bush 8 years to mess up. Don't expect Obama to clean it up in four. You
right.
feel me? That's
mm-hmm.
just basic math.
That's right.
And you know, miracles don't happen overnight.
Mm.
Give the man some time. I like where we're at now, rather than where Bush had us. That's for
right.
sure.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like I say, mathematics alone, that minority vote is powerful, B. And just off of sheer numbers, if everybody get out and vote who can vote, there's no way that Obama's not going to be reelected. But I'm kind of worried. I can't front. I mean, I know it's early and the early numbers don't really mean anything. But, man.
They don't take it as seriously as it's supposed to be taken. That's the problem, too.
Yeah.
You got a lot of people
yeah.
that can't even vote right now.
Right.
The ones that really want to vote can't. And the people that's not taking it as seriously as it's supposed to be taken won't.
Let me tell you why I vote. And it really has nothing to do with the president. It has nothing to do with one issue. The reason I vote is because a lot of my people died to be able
right.
to vote.
That's right.
And
that's right.
why I vote. Straight up.
That's
anything
right.
that they don't want you to do, you know it's something behind it. So that's
uh-huh.
why I get out there and vote. A lot of us died to have the opportunity to vote.
That's right. That's right, man. And that's real big, man. And again, like you said, man, you know, people sacrifice more than just, missing, a couple hours of work or sacrifice time in line or whatever. They sacrifice their life, so it's deeper, man, especially for us. So like you said, man, we all have to get in there. You know, if we're going to sit on the block and complain about what's going on or whatever, well, if you didn't vote, then you don't really got nothing to really say. And that's as real as it could get. And appreciate, you getting out there and thinking outside the box, my dude. By saying, yo, my dude,
But on that same note, let me not sit up here on this pedestal like this European woman asked me today. Oh, you're just voting for Obama because he was black? I guess she expected me to be philosophical. I was like,
right.
yeah. It
right.
worked for you, Mahorn. You know what I mean? It worked for you all the time. Don't expect me to be the bigger man.
Right,
let me be
right,
the same
right. well,
creep
yeah,
you
that's
off.
Right.
I got
that's
a
right.
mirror, too. I'm going to be the same creep you off with today. How about that? Ain't got nothing to do with the issue.
Ain't that crazy though? How it brings out the real in people. You know what I mean? You hiding behind the front, but then when a situation like this comes about, it brings out the real in people. Like, you already know what side of the fence you're on, but now I'm just gonna really show and prove what side of the fence I'm on. You know what I mean?
Oh, without a doubt. Like, the only problem I have many problems with Romney, but the biggest one is like when he was up there being all philosophical and yeah, I plan to do this. And I turned big business around. No, you didn't. You destroyed big business. That's what Bain does.
And not to even
get that deep, he didn't really outline nothing to go into detail. Like during the debates when Obama was like, yeah, you say you're going to do this, but
right.
how?
Right.
What
yeah,
money
no
are you going to take from
you.
Here?
Hold that thought, Slate. We got Flowey on the line. Yo, Flowey, welcome to the bigger show. What's good?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm chilling. Everything. What's poppin'?
Everything's good, man. Got that good vote in.
All right. So where you calling from, homie?
I'm in the Bronx right now, getting ready to Manhattan.
Okay. So what was the experience like when you went to the poll today?
It was like a really, really funny vibe uptown, man. Like, people didn't really seem excited.
Mm.
People seemed sad. People seemed tired, drowsy. It looked like they was just going to the polls just to go.
Right,
you know, like
right.
even the people that was working inside the school, I'm like, why is the vibe here so weak?
It wasn't.
Why is people feeling so weak and not motivated to
right.
vote?
Right. Was it do you remember, was it noticeably different from 4 years ago?
Definitely. People didn't seem too eager this time
right.
around. They didn't,
right.
they didn't seem like they believed.
Right. Well, I'm glad. Yo, that's what's up, man. I appreciate you calling in and all that, man. That's what it is. But you went and did your due diligence, man. And it's appreciated, man. And again,
yes,
like we just saying, man. If you can't really participate in the process, then you really don't have anything to complain about.
Yeah,
You know, you're just going to be happy going along with the status quo. So brothers like yourself and my man Slate, you know what I mean, and Mike and everybody out there that's listening to the biggest show, man, GQ Power Sports in the building, you know, your vote's appreciated and it's counted, man. So, you know, everything adds up at the end of the day. So, again, this, you know, it's 64-56 right now as far as the electoral votes. Obama got them, 64-56. So, again, the big numbers are coming in. And, again, man, my dude, stay on the line with us. We got Kia on the line. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show.
What's good, guys?
Hey. Hello.
Mike,
so,
what's up, Mike? What's up?
Yeah, we're gonna get into that in a minute. Don't go nowhere, Mike. Slate, don't go nowhere, my dude. I got you.
I was waiting for her to say something.
I got you.
Mike, what? I gotta say is I told you so.
You know what?
That's all
I
gotta say.
No. See, Hurricane Sandy. That's all I gotta say. That's all I gotta say.
Man.
That's all I gotta say.
Like,
that's all
there?
I gotta say. That's all I gotta say.
You gotta say what? Say it again?
Yeah.
Hurricane Sandy.
It's all I gotta say. Mike, man, listen.
I tried
to tell you, my dude. But go ahead, you got the floor. You got the floor.
Hurricane Sandy. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
They spotted y'all 11 points. The referees gave y'all 11 points. 11 points.
We gave y'all that game.
Thank you. We gave y'all that game. No. Let me put it like this to you, Mike. It wasn't a touchdown. That fake That fake call that they gave y'all. No touchdown. He gonna fall out like he got hit in the head and got hit below the what's name. We fronted y'all 11 points. It was 2010. I'm hearing all these G-bum fans talking about all this stuff, whatever, saying all this and all this, and I'm saying like this, you haven't met Dick LeBeau yet in the second half. Y'all going to get to see Dick LeBeau and what Dick LeBeau get running. One thing about Dick LeBeau, he going to send his guys after Eli. You know what? Every time, every picture on the post, everything, you saw Eli like. They pressured him. They got him. Mike, I don't care what you G-bum say. We came in, like I told you, we came in to snatch y'all. I could get left with a G-bum fan like you say.
Yeah, your PS, your punk soldiers. That's what I'm going to call them.
No. And those punk soldiers came up to Giant Stadium, MetLife, your so-called MetLife Stadium, and MetLife y'all.
Look what we had to go through. We have people worried about their families and all that. Y'all want to play us in a catastrophe?
Let me tell you something, Mike. Still didn't even come to stay in the hotels because they didn't want to put nobody or displace anybody. So you know what? They chose to fly in that morning to come play.
They did it high school style.
Listen,
that's exactly like I told you. We came here to do what we need to do. We came here to snatch y'all.
Hey, Mike, man, I gotta let you know.
Cruz wasn't gonna do no salsa on the field.
Nothing he could say to me after Hurricane Sandy, okay?
And you know what? Hurricane Ben came in and finished y'all up.
You know what? Ain't nothing she could say. We'll take that lame loss.
It was a loss that you all couldn't afford to win. There's no way Cruz was gonna do a salsa. Cause you know what, when Cruz got tapped, they meant to tap him. Please, y'all got burnt by Ben. You know what, y'all got Ben, but you forgot one thing. You're playing a different, totally different thing.
Hold on, one at a time. Let the lady out of the
home happy.
What?
We'll let y'all go home happy after this.
No, we don't need to go home happy.
I really do. I mean,
let me tell you something, Mike. We didn't need to go home happy.
Thank you.
We went home happy.
We'll take it. Black and yellow all day.
You just like an average G-bomb fan. When y'all lose, y'all got excuses of how y'all lost. We came here to beat y'all, and we beat y'all, and we won. All you talked about, we ain't going to do this. We not come. Mike, I told you, we coming here to snatch y'all. We came here to snatch y'all. That's all I got to say. We snatched y'all on an hour flight to get ready.
I said, we give y'all the lame loss. We'll give it to y'all. Hey, y'all got it.
Y'all
gonna
win
no more.
It's a lame loss that y'all lost three now, okay?
That's all right. Y'all won't win no more. But watch how
we
do
now. You don't know that. Y'all, please.
Watch how we do now. Watch how we do.
Well,
like the Knicks is doing. Just like how the Knicks is doing right now. Watch how the Giants do. Watch.
Lose.
Watch.
You just an average G-Bucks fan hollering when y'all win, and when y'all lose, y'all got excuses. Go back to excuses.
I gave you a lame loss.
No, you got excuses of how y'all win.
You guys ain't spot us not.
Please. I looked at after I left that place, all these Giants fans up here, you know, whatever. As soon as I'm looking at them, like, you know, kid, y'all about to go. I said, you know what? You don't know nothing about no football. You just sit back and watch this game while I watch you. Watch we win. As soon as we won, they ain't got nothing to say. Like I said, the fakest G-Bum fan. Y'all sitting here celebrating.
Well,
now you lose. You got excuses.
What did you say?
Nothing. No, you're excusing about this happened.
Let me jump in for a second. Eli is in a little slump, man. Eli is in a little slump, my dude.
He's going to get back into it. Watch what I tell you.
I mean, you know, it's all good, but I think everything was rocking for the Giants until, you know, even though they went out there and showed a proof against the 49ers, but,
Totally different team.
He lucked out that game. He got away with some murder in that game. He threw a couple of passes that should have been intercepted, and then their offense ran into having to end up getting field goals instead of driving for touchdowns.
But hold up.
Those things was overlooked. You overlooked that because they won 26-3. You know what I'm saying? So you could overlook that. That's fine. But now, kind of like, you know, you got kind of a little bit exposed, you know what I mean, because the last couple of weeks you've been living. You know what I mean? And
like Kia said, y'all
got spotty points. And, you know, with the whole game. And I'm not coming down on you. I'm just saying how it is. You know what I'm saying?
We'll take the lame loss, man.
Okay. That's your third lame loss.
We'll give it to you.
You can call it lame, whatever. I call it coming to snatch y'all G-bums by the throat.
That's what I call it. Yeah.
I tell you, you're just like
an average G-Bum fan.
You got Cincinnati. You got Cincinnati next week. Well, this week, Sunday, you got Cincinnati. Then you got a bye. So you don't want to go into your bye week, man, 6-4.
I'm telling you, watch them next week.
So you don't want to go into your bye week 6-4, my dude. That's all I'm saying, man. You know what I mean? Because you know how we do, man. The last couple of weeks we've been, you know, dissecting the Giants' schedule or whatever. Hey, y'all's schedule, man, gets no easier, my dude. I told you that, you know, a couple of weeks ago. You got Cincinnati, then you got a bye, right?
Then you got Green Bay
on a Sunday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you got at Washington on a Monday night, right?
Okay.
Then you got New Orleans, right? Then you got Atlanta, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you got Baltimore, right?
Okay.
Then you close out with the Eagles. So you're scared. I said that from the beginning of the season. Giants win 10 games, it's going to be a miracle, man.
Okay.
It's going to be a miracle. I'm telling you.
Okay. Keep going.
This is the wrong time of the year, the wrong part of the schedule for Eli to be slumping, man.
Eli
didn't start slumping, like I said, after that hurricane.
Well, he threw those two interceptions, man.
Everything going back into motion.
Don't even try to blame that. You got to pick up the pieces and move on. Come on, like I say, they always got excuses.
Going to tell me about New York at all. I don't care if it's New York Rangers in hockey. It could be hockey New York Rangers. I am a New York diehard fan.
That's good. And that's how you could be. And I'm the same way.
I don't even watch hockey, but I'll go with the New York Rangers.
But yeah, you ain't got to worry about watching hockey.
Same way Mike do the Giants. I'm the same way. And still, you're not going to come up on here and try to think my team is worthless than your team. I don't think so. They came to do what they did. They came to take business. They took care of business in MetLife, at MetLife, on a power flight there.
I'll I give it a lame loss.
You can call it whatever you want to call it, Mike. I call it snatching. I call it what I want.
Wait, you still there?
I'm waiting for your call.
Yes, sir.
I call it beating.
Hold on for a second. We got somebody who was at the game, you know what I mean, and could give us the first-hand, you know, description of how it went down. So, Slate, you know what I mean, you was there, so let Mike know how it went down, man. Let Kia know what the Steelers did.
I bleed black and yellow, but, I mean, you know, and I'm straight. I'm too street at times, so I'm not even going to debate that, what you gave us. I'll take it. Yeah. Anything for free you want to give us, please give us some more wins. You know, that's neither here nor there. I was in Giant Stadium, and Pittsburgh travels better than any other team in the league.
That's true.
The stadium was 50-50, and when they was up 10, all was right with the world. Let's go, Giants, all this stomping, all this, all this, that. But when Pittsburgh came back and won that game, and you seen them yellow towels are waving, it was a wrap. Only thing is, I got to give the Giants their due. They the truth. And I wouldn't even, if I was Mike, I wouldn't even argue about the schedule or anything, because the Giants play better ball when they're the underdog and they're behind. That's when they're at their best. But Eli is the truth, and I'm not going to take anything from him. Only problem I have is, because Ben, he was, you know, the rapist thing. You know, everybody has their glitch or whatever. Mm. He doesn't get the same props. The other day I put on Facebook their career stats. And Ben has better had him in everything.
Everything. Everything.
Touchdown to interception ratio.
Passer rate, everything.
Passer rating, yards per game, everything. Eli
everything.
Is nowhere to come back. Ben even got more comebacks than Eli in the fourth quarter, career-wise. But, you know, I'm not one to throw stones. It is what it is. It's one game, and it don't mean nothing. But sleep on the black and yellow if you want. I'm not saying nothing. And not to mention, we did that without even playing Troy. Troy is our defensive catalyst. He's been out. They keep talking about he got a strained calf. It must be more than that because he's been out like 9 weeks. But, yo, we coming. That's all I'm saying. We in the building. We're in the building.
Right? Any rebuttal?
It's going to be rebuttal. I opted not that game because the tickets that they were going to get, I didn't want the seats. But that Ravens game at that 101, 102 seat, I'm be in that Ravens game up in Baltimore.
I can do it.
Fans travels well.
No doubt. We got Shelly on the line. Welcome to the big show, the biggest show, Shelly. What's good?
Hi. How's everybody doing?
What's happening?
Good. What's going on?
So where you calling from, Shelly?
Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm originally from Queens,
North
Carolina
in the house. So how did your voting experience go today?
Oh, I actually voted on last Thursday, so I voted early. I didn't vote today. I was not even going to mess with that hustle and bustle.
So it was crazy. It was crazy down there.
Yeah, it was still crowded. The early vote, actually, I went on the last day that they had it, which was Thursday, in North Carolina.
Right.
It was kind of crazy because I went after work, so you know everybody's trying to get in their last early minute, you know, voting or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good.
No doubt. So you got since you personally didn't go out and vote? So did you hear any conversation about anything that went on at any polling places?
Oh, I heard that they were turning people away for you know. I had just moved, and I had to go to the place where I lived before because my driver's license had that address on it, which
right.
I thought was stupid. But you know, people that you know that basically coming in from out of town from hurricanes
right,
trying
right.
to vote, they couldn't vote at certain places because they weren't a resident, and it was just kind of crazy. But you know, I was like, wow, you know, they're just trying to pull any type of shenanigans for us not to vote. So.
Yeah, so I'm going to give a little update right now. We at the time is 8:33. You at the bigger show, man, GQ Palace Sports. After further review, we've got the mayor in the house. Election night right now, Mitt Romney has 73 electoral votes to Barack Obama's 64. So it's 73-64 right now at 8:34 with a few more precincts still having to come in and check in their ballots and all that. So, Shelly, we appreciate you calling the bigger show and all that. You got any sports team preference, or you just want to give your Obama shout out?
I don't know anything about sports.
Well, you're going to learn. You're going to learn today.
Okay, I'm going to learn today. Okay,
you're
going to
learn
fine,
today.
Fine.
No
that's
doubt.
That's fine with me. I want to learn. I'll
that's what it is.
I'm ready.
That's what it is.
So, Mayor, I wanted to ask you,
yes,
I
sir.
Haven't really seen any of the polling results or whatever. Like, how is Obama doing? He treading water? He what? What are you doing?
Well, again, you know, right now the Electoral College votes is Romney has him 73-64. You know what I mean? But a lot of those states that Romney has taken, he was expected to take.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like your Tennessees and South Carolina's and all that, but Virginia and Ohio is going to be a big number. You know what I mean? Because it carries a lot of electoral votes right there. So Romney's just doing what he's supposed to be doing right now, man. So it's still close. You know, I'm not really, you know, people are like, well, I'm worried, I'm nervous, I'm scared. You're supposed to be. But if you did your due diligence and you participated and you voted, you got no reason, nothing to be scared about. You did your part. You know what I mean? So that's all. We just gotta ride this out, ride this night out, man, and keep the faith and
those
keep hope alive
gonna
and
change.
All of that.
Those are those southern states coming in. He's probably gonna win those
southern
states. Let the southern states come in.
Mm-hmm.
Once the southern states get in and get out there, then the big electoral votes come in.
Yeah. All those heavy states like Ohio, the ones that Romney has to win. He's winning when he's supposed to win. So basically it's going status quo right now. So when the Californians come in, the Illinois, that's a big one. When the Illinois comes in, and Michigan and New York and all that, when those states come in, those carry the heavy electoral votes or whatever. And then, you know, we'll get into a flow then. It'll be all right. You know what I mean? And people are getting into it tonight, man. You know what I mean? We right here, GQ Palace Sports. We watching, getting you up to the minute. You know what I mean? Situation with the election tonight. We got my man Mike in the building, my man Slate, Pittsburgh Steelers Nation in the building with Kia and all that. Flo Way gave us a shout out and all that. He was up in the Bronx. And Shelly's in the building with us from North Carolina and all that. So what part of North Carolina are you what part of North Carolina are you from? You from North Carolina Tar Heels part or North Carolina State?
Well, I'm originally from Queens, but I live in Raleigh.
Okay, Queens
Raleigh,
in the building.
North Carolina.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so I'm not going to ask you who you voted for, but you can volunteer the information like as if we didn't know.
I voted for Obama, of course.
All right, there it is. So, I mean, what's the difference between voting how you voted and, I guess, you know, standing out on the line for a few hours? Was it just like an easier thing for you, more convenient?
No, you actually went in there and voted. Actually, it's like they're doing tonight. You actually did that.
But they let you in there early? How that work?
Yeah. They went in there and you had to use, like, I guess it was paper or whatever, paper applications or whatever you did. That's
okay.
What they were passing out. So it was like paper votes.
No doubt. Sort of like how the BCS does college football on paper votes and all that. 646-200-3838 is the number. Go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I thought that was the best thing to do because, like I said, the polls, if you used to wait today, there's people, it's cold outside, people standing outside, and, you know, it's best to get it in early. That way, you know, I hope all the votes are going to count. I hope they are.
Yeah, I would hope so at this point, man, because, you know, again, if, you know, for how people are reacting to things of that nature, it should be, you know, extra crucial that, you know, every single vote counts, man. You know, like my man said earlier, if you could stand outside the line for Jordans, you know what I mean, for iPods and on the line for the movies or for Jay-Z tickets or whatever, you could stand online, you know what I mean, and participate and do your due diligence. That's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. And I'm appreciating everybody that's calling in, man. And I know there's, you know, there's going to be some stories to tell about, you know, the sacrifices that was made, you know, and the more that they try to, you know, get over and manipulate the vote, the more we're going to pull their sheet out from up under them, man, and make it happen. So this is the night that we all talked about, you know what I mean, what we're going to do and how we're going to stand up and how we're going to represent. So hopefully we, you know, it'll show up in the numbers, man. But, Slate, man. So what happened when the game was over? Was the Giants fans quiet or what was the vibe like?
Quiet as yo. Hello?
Yeah.
They were quiet as church lights. I mean, yo, it's like, you know, when it comes to games like that, like the whole day, like my whole hood knew I was going. Mm-hmm. But they kept saying, yo, you going there all black and yellowed out? I'm like, yeah. It was like, yo, you better be careful. I was like, yo, you don't know my team.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not even worried about none of that. It's just be a stampede
out there. That's my life. It ain't like it's
they was mad cool, yo. The game was peaceful. I didn't see no skirmishes or nothing. They showed me love. But a bunch of Giant fans did say, like, yo, where did y'all get these tickets? It's like there's no way that it should be half and half up in the stadium. Mm. It was crazy. And then, you know, everybody was waving the towels and going crazy.
Yeah, I saw that,
And then, you know, we all had to file out on some, you know, like ants, everybody filing out. And, I mean, it was crazy. Every two Giant fans, you've seen a Steeler fan. And they waving the towels and being sarcastic with the let's go Giants and stomping. Mm-hmm. And it was just going down. I put a few pictures up on Facebook and Instagram and so forth.
That's
it was
what
a good experience. Man, I had a ball, man. I definitely had
it,
especially since we won.
That's what it is.
You know, I hit the season ticket up, you know, the anniversary for the season ticket, shout out and all that.
Shout out to the season ticket, no doubt. No doubt. Shout out to the season ticket. Yo, it's about to be that time, man. North Carolina Tar Heel basketball once again, my dude.
Oh, yeah,
man.
What y'all looking like, man?
What y'all looking like?
I mean, we are North Carolina, and, you know, we a staple at A1 products and all that. But, you know, I expect us to have a mediocre to good season. I mean, we're capable of causing drama, but I don't expect us to take it all. I mean, we gave up so many. Our whole team went to the NBA. You know what I mean? But, I mean, I still expect us to be top 25 product for sure.
No doubt.
But
I
don't realistically see us winning it, though. But there's always a chance.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. I mean, you know, North Carolina is going, like you said, North Carolina is going to be North Carolina. Y'all season jump off on Friday night. Y'all play, you play Gardner Webb, so that's to be, you know, 1-0 at the end of that game or whatever. But, yeah, man, they got y'all ranked at number 13. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, Roy Williams, you know, the Tar Heels, you know, enough said. You know, like you said, Harrison Barnes left. Your man Zeller left, too, right? And what's the other kid? Marshall, what was his name? The point guard,
Kendall,
right?
Kendall Marshall.
That's right.
Kendall Marshall.
So, yeah, man, you know, I think the ACC is going to be real competitive this season, man, with Duke. And I think North Carolina State is trying to come up, too, man. So,
your
conference game is going
to
be wild.
The ACC is always high-powered every year. Even when the Big East has been on a little upsurge as of lately and all that, the ACC is still, to me, the most dominant conference. It's like brushing your teeth, tying your shoes. We're just going to be there. We're not going anywhere. As long as Duke and North Carolina is tobacco road right down the road from each other, we're always going to be there. If nothing else, just for those two. But now that you got Clemson coming back a little bit, North Carolina State is swinging haymakers. Listen, we're in the building.
Hey, that's what it
that's
is,
just
man.
A given.
That's what it is, North Carolina. So y'all play Indiana, man, on the 27th.
That's going to be a goodie. I'm looking forward to that. We can only go
Indiana
but
Indiana's supposed to be number one, man. So.
Oh, they the truth. Zeller, that Zeller kid, younger brother of my man, Zeller, who went to the big league. He's the truth. I didn't know he was 7 foot, but he's the truth.
Yeah, so that's what it is. My team is Syracuse, man. So
definitely.
We're gonna do what we're gonna do, man.
They
you
nice too, though. That's why I love college basketball. That March Madness is off the hook. As soon as college football gets a format like that, even if they just take the top 10 and let them round robin it out, they can't mess with basketball. That's the one thing basketball has, you know. It's nothing like a Cinderella, that sleeper.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I love March Madness.
That's the biggest money maker in sports right there, man.
It
makes more money than the World Series, the Super Bowl, all of that. You can put all of that to the side. When the Final Four comes, it's a wrap, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
And again, and it's exciting. Like you said, man, you get teams that, you know, it's one and done. You know, if you don't come with your A game that night, you'll get beat by George Washington. You'll get beat by Weber State. You'll get beat by Butler. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
And you put them on the map. You know,
but
so that's why. Go ahead.
I always felt there was just like a couple things that they, one, they need to get in college football, they need to get that format. But two, They need to work out something with these athletes, man. Once again, I got to take it to the street.
Okay, no.
And it's hard. It's hard to survive. You know what I mean? Not all of us have parents that can send you to a Duke or North Carolina. Tuition is just crazy without grants and so forth.
Right.
So like, people are expected. You know, a lot of them because of their skill is why they're in school. Let's be real about it. You need for these major schools, Division I, you need a crazy G.A. You know. To even get in these schools, to be accepted. So when you get in there as an athlete, they need to work out some type of monetary something, man, so we don't have the Cam Newton controversies, the Reggie Bush controversies, because I can't blame them. You're making billions of dollars off these athletes, billions of dollars for these tournament games, and the athletes don't get anything.
Right. That's right.
They
got to
do something about that, man.
That's true. So, I mean, as a... you know, one who put the suggestion out there, how would you fix it? If you could just say, okay, Slate, we're going to let you be the commissioner of NCAA, how would you fix the situation that would make it, I guess, easier for, you know, the kids to, you know, go to school and, you know, earn their money and, you know, be proud of their school or whatever and make it across the board where, I guess, it's legit, you know, without, you know, coming up with a better term?
Me, I would take some of the revenue. Like, you know, whenever you're taking money out of rich people's pockets, there's always going to be a problem. This is just totally hypothetical. But I would take some of the revenue from the jerseys, from the stadium sales, from just the, you know, the boosters, every party involved that got the revenue piling in. And then I would, you know,
touch that TV deal.
Yeah, just because you're the star quarterback doesn't mean the guy at the end of the bench is going to be getting the same amount you get. But I mean, and I don't mean you got to give them $5,000 a week, but just so that they can eat. They don't feel that they have to go and get their championship ring and pawn it. Or get their jersey and sell it, or this or that. You
or
know what
if,
I mean?
Or if somebody takes them out to McDonald's or whatever, whatever the case may be, they gonna get in trouble. They get jammed
exactly,
up.
Exactly, man. I'm a grinder. Even if you selling boosters or a damn bake sale, whatever it is, to get these people to eat without going elsewhere or against the so-called rules.
Yeah,
then,
either that or
whatever,
change the rule. Right.
I'm not saying it's an overnight solution. Anything worth it, my pops always told me, you got to work for. So it's not going to happen. Nothing happens overnight. But you know,
at the end of the day, which you made a very, very, very valid point, because at the end of the day, if you even, for the people that would dispute your opinion and say, well, they're already getting paid by the fact that they got a scholarship, they're going to school for free and things of that nature, okay, that's fine, well, and good. Okay, I'll grant you that. But I'm going to put your statement into the equation, which messes their whole conversation up.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm paying $50,000 a year times 4 years at the max, because I'm probably leave school early anyway if I'm that nice. I'm going to leave school early anyway. So let's say I stay there for 2 years. That's $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? How many T-shirts did you sell? What's that TV deal look like?
Mm-hmm.
What's the concessions look like? I know that add up to more than $100,000, my dude. So
mm-hmm.
where's the balance?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, the school is still coming off anyway, regardless of... Hello?
Oh, I was on the phone. I forgot. You just clicked over. I'm just about to click over when you hung up. Right here.
Yeah. So, again, you know what I mean? So, at the end of the day, it is what it is, man. You know, the people still have to, you know, make it some kind of way where the kids are, you know, benefiting at the end of the day.
Definitely, man. You went to school. Not all of us have. But those who went to school or gone to school, they know how it is to be your stomach be growling in the middle of the night. Ain't nothing like mama's cooking.
Right.
When you're away at school and the lunchroom or whatever shut down and your little Pop-Tarts and your little
ramen
mix
noodles.
You got in the room ain't kicking it. Listen here, man. It's all about grinding. Half of my boys that went to school was like, yo, they couldn't wait to get home at times just for that food, man.
Right.
The most
right.
basic necessity of life. Stuff like that. So when you hungry or whatever your little niche may be, we all have our niche. But whatever your niche may be, man, you know, it's to be something working out. Like you said, just from the TV contracts alone, it's too
right.
much revenue changing hands for you to
every
tell
team,
me
every
you got
team
15 of my jerseys
right.
with my last name
right.
on it,
right.
and I'm not getting any PC out
right.
of it.
That's
but
right.
it's a touchy thing because once you get paid, you're no longer
amateur. Hey, so how do you keep your amateur status? And I look at it like this: look at Michael Phelps. He's supposed to be a so-called amateur or whatever, but he's making, you know, he's getting commercial endorsements and things of that nature. You just can't constitute it as a commercial endorsement. When you publicizing North Carolina is going to be in the Final Four on CBS, XYZ, whatever, that's commercial endorsement. If Zeller or, you know, Slate is playing on North Carolina, how come they can't get a piece of that pie? And contribute it to your education or, you know, your survival or whatever. But then they'll tell you, okay, well, if North Carolina offers you $1,000 a month, what if Arizona offers you $1,500 a month? So that's where you have that kind of underhanded business goes in the game. And not to say that it doesn't already happen anyway.
Exactly.
Okay? Ask Cam Newton's father. Okay? So how do you go about saying if you take your cousin out, who's a ball player, for out to lunch, why do they have to justify that? That's your blood.
Exactly.
And you take them out to dinner. Why do you have to justify that to the watchbirds at the NCAA?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He's already signed his letter of intent. He's already started classes. You're taking your cousin out for a bite to eat, and y'all just kicking the Willy Bobo. You know what I mean? That's all you do. The next thing you know,
I don't think
answering questions on SportsCenter about why you took your cousin out to dinner. That's a violation.
No.
Of what?
Exactly.
Is that what
they like
said?
The mob, man. Everybody wants their PC. I want a cut of everything.
You know what I'm saying? And not here. What we were talking about, we just talked about hypothetical situations with the NCAA.
No. What I'm saying is that wouldn't be considered a violation if it's family. I think it's a guideline about what they can do, what they can accept, and what they cannot accept.
Mm-hmm.
But they with family, that's not a part of the guideline. You got to look at the guidelines.
But it was
okay.
it was a situation.
If that certain family member happens to be a big known booster,
right,
and
right.
you're
yeah,
my nephew,
say,
and
yeah,
I want to give
right,
you this
right.
$50,000 just because you're my nephew,
be,
and I know you have
he can't
to
be associated with that family member.
That's definitely going to the league
right.
if you don't get hurt.
Because
they would have
a
problem
because
it was a
situation where just the situation you was talking about, kid, where you know it was a family member, but that family member had a lot of pull as far as with the AAU. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? So
he can be associated with that family member. Yeah, that clause as far as the family member. But if
right.
if you have a cousin who has can treat you like this, that's not in the clause. That
right. okay.
that I know is not. But yeah, if that family member is well connected in NCAA, whatever, of course that's violation because it's going to be weighing like he got pulled. He pulled his cousin towards that way.
Right.
Yes, that's going to be in there.
I mean, to keep it on that note, man, I think the person that kind of like really, you know, set it in his proper perspective, and I'm going to bring his name up, you know what I mean, Stephon Marbury. He told Bobby Kremins at Georgia Tech, he told him, look, you know, you recruited me, and I'm not going to be here for 4 years. I'm going to be here for 2 at the max, and I'm out. You know what I mean? So that meant that Bobby Kremins and Georgia Tech had to recruit another point guard to replace the point guard that they had but was leaving. So at least he told them, look, I'm not going to stay here. I'm going to get my money, and he got his money, and look how his career ended up, but that's another story. You know what I mean?
Doubt.
That's another prime example of why they should stay at least 3 years, get that college experience, get that man body on them, especially football.
But I call that, you know, I call that right, my little thing, I call that the Forte complex.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit up there on that pedestal and be Mr. Goody-Goody.
Right.
Yeah.
But when you get hurt, it's something else.
Yeah.
Forte wanted to be the good guy. He was. Everybody was saying how Jones, Drew, and all of them was being greedy and this and that. And Mr. Forte from the Chicago Bears said, I'm going to be the good guy. I'm going
right.
to fall back. Even though I deserve this money because I've been crushing them, and everybody else with lesser stats is getting paid, I'm going to fall back because you good, wholesome owners will look out. And then he blew out his knee, and he went through the motions to get that dough.
We got Kim on the line. Yo, Kim, welcome to the bigger show. What's going on?
Hey, hey. Nothing. How's everything?
All right, all right. Where you calling from?
I'm in the Bronx now.
In the Bronx? All right. What we were talking about today was trying to give everybody, you know, to give out their experience today voting. How they go? Was it good, bad? Was the lines crazy? Did they give you a hard time? So, you know, what was your story?
Well, I drove an hour just to vote. So I guess I was kind of looking for a different feeling of, you know, I guess like a joyous, you know, day. Like today was supposed to be a great day. You know, let's do what we have to do. And everybody looked kind of sad to me, you know, and with me driving from an hour, from an hour away,
mm-hmm.
I had actually moved. So I had to do like one of those affidavits, you
mm-hmm.
know, and I brought my mom with me. And
right.
as soon as we walked in, the guy was like, oh, you can't just walk in. I'm like, all right, well, we walk in any other place, you know, every other year. You know, and he's like, no, you got to stand right here. And then he messed up the district, you know, where we're supposed to vote at or whatever. But, you know, and of course, you know, to me, he was just, I don't know, they was just moving a little slow, not really like, all right, we'll come over here. You know, it wasn't the way it was last year. I know, like, when I voted originally in Long Island last year, you know, they were all happy, but most of them were black people. You know, they were all happy, you know, like, all right, well, come on over here and vote, you know what you're doing, right? Yeah, I know what I'm doing, I voted before,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, this time it was, you know, a different race, so they weren't really, I guess, and then you know what, me and my mom were, like, the only two black people at this school, and it had to be, like, 50 people there,
mm.
and, you know, and it was at, you know, the East End, you know, which some of the areas are mostly white anyway, you know, but we were able to vote. You know, but I just kind of felt like it wasn't that, like, you know, they weren't really willing to help as much as they should.
Hmm.
And then they kept saying that they were running out of the affidavits, you know.
Wow. So it was live and direct in your face. They didn't want to be bothered with you, or they didn't want you to take the time to be bothered, trying to throw that frustration at you.
I heard on the news how people were saying, you know, oh, well, certain places ran out the affidavits. My thing was, how do you run out of affidavits? Like, if you know that with the hurricane that we just had, a lot of people are coming from everywhere to vote.
Right.
So you should make sure when they said, okay, well, you can go anywhere to vote. Like, some people from, like, Long Beach who lost their houses
mm-hmm.
came out to the end because they were family members and they wanted to vote.
Right.
You know, the guy literally grabbed three affidavits. That was it. You know, so I kind of got a little worried, like, all right, well, how is this really going to go down? You know, are they really going to count all these affidavits, you know,
right.
or what? And if they're running out of them so quickly, you know, are they getting more?
Right, right. How are they going to deal with that? But
Is it going tomorrow?
It's crazy.
Right.
As of right now, yo, it's Romney has 82 electoral votes, and Obama has 64 right now. Again, you know, the real big ones are getting ready to come in. They're closing in like 2 minutes. They close at 9 o'clock. So those numbers will be coming in. And I'm expecting by the time we get off the air in an hour, you know, it'll be a nice situation for Obama. That's how I'm looking at
it
right now.
They're saying Ohio is, this guy in Ohio is saying Ohio is going to go to Obama. I don't know how sure,
mm-hmm.
but they're saying Ohio is going to Obama.
Okay.
So, and he's in Ohio. But they're not going to pull it yet.
That was Romney 82, Obama what?
64.
He was going to get the southern states, some of those southern states.
Yeah.
We knew that. South Carolina is going to...
The southern states are a smash.
South Carolina never voted Democratic, so we know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's my
mm-hmm.
that's the home state. I'm reared in, so that always go Republican.
Okay.
South Carolina always go Republican. They went Republican. The same states that Romney's with it was 08. McCain had when McCain was leading. Those are the southern states.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's still early in the situation right now, man. It's a live situation going on right here. GQ Power Sports, you got the mayor in the house, man. It's going down on election night. Trying to get you to call in. 646-200-3838 is the number. Press 1 and tell us how your day went, man, on the polls and the lines. How was the vibe? We heard everything from, you know, was that, you know, a positive vibe to it really wasn't no vibe at all. So, you know, give us a call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the conversation, man. So, again, you know, it's still a long night. We got a long night ahead of us right now, but I'm saying by the time we get off the air, Obama will be in a
pretty good position. They ain't doing that yet. That's not up there yet. He's confusing me. Wait a minute. That's me.
Shelly, you still with us?
I am.
All right. So how's the night going for you? What's your feeling like? How do you feel?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What did you say?
I just said, how's the night going for you? Is it the atmosphere excited, or is it a quiet vibe? Is it just kind of waiting to see what's going to happen?
Oh, I'm at home by myself watching TV, election.
No doubt.
My point, Obama has to win this. If Obama doesn't win, he's in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And that's what they don't understand.
Yeah.
If Obama don't win this, we might as well. Like I said, my daughter told me if Obama wins, she's moving out of New York. If Obama don't win, she's moving out of New York. My thing is, if he don't win, we all better move out of New York.
How do you feel about the situation with people taking pictures of their ballots and things of that nature? I saw a lot of that going on online.
That's the First Amendment. They can do what they want to do.
Mm.
You know what? They can, but I just think that when it comes down to certain things, they should be more discreet.
Yeah, privacy. I understand that. But I'm not big on a lot of negative stuff. I stay positive. I don't listen to negative things and negative thinking and negative comments or what people were racing. That I don't think. I just I go in there thinking that yes, he's gonna pull this out. Those southern states always go Republican. That's what McCain was leading. South Carolina is a Republican state, and that's my parents' home state. I'm red there. They're southern. Believe me, they show their KKK, you go down there. They show there. Come on. We was in a gas station. The guy was had the KKK on his while we pumping gas. He got the thing on his truck. We looking like, oh, yeah. Right. They don't hide nothing down there.
But what do you guys think about the people who I saw a lot of people on Facebook where they were saying that they weren't even gonna go vote.
I just don't really have no comment on that. You know what I mean? Because they'll be the first ones crying why they can't get, some kind of, benefit or something that they need to benefit them. They can't get it all of a sudden. Now they want to cry and complain. So I really don't even give them no credence. That's them.
Right. I saw my niece yesterday on Facebook. She was pretty much trying to tell another family member who said that she wasn't going to go vote.
Yeah.
And she was trying to say, well, why aren't you going to go vote? You should go vote. And she was like, yeah, but if I vote, I'm voting for Romney. So now, mind you, my niece is 15 years old. And, the family member she was talking to was almost 30.
Right.
So she tells her, well, what do you think about education? If your child decides that she wants to go to college and Romney is president, where do you think that's going to leave her? And I just thought it was ironic how, her answer was, well, college doesn't really matter nowadays anyway. And I had to hold my tongue because I wanted
to go on these things.
And I wanted to so bad, but I was like, I'm going to leave it alone because I know that we'll get into a debate, on Facebook over it. But I was just, curious about how do everyone feel about the people who don't want to vote and then the ones that say, Obama was the president for 4 years and look what he did. And I'm like, all right, well, if you even watch any of the debate,
Let me give a quick update right quick. Romney has 152 electoral votes and Obama has 123. And it's going according to plan. Romney's with those states that are coming in are the Romney states. The Obama states haven't really come in yet.
They haven't come in.
Obama did win Michigan though.
He did win New York, too.
He won New York, too? Okay.
Yep, he won New York.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he did win Michigan.
Jersey's ain't coming yet. He will win Jersey. Jersey always go Democrat.
Mm.
What was those stats again, Samaya?
Romney has 152 electoral votes.
Obama has
123.
Right. I think it's 49% to 51%.
Okay. I don't know. I like to say I'm kind of confident that Obama's going to win this, though. That's just my opinion.
Pennsylvania,
I'm telling you right now, it's the same way. If you go back to 08, it was the same way how in 08. Because there was, when, once McCain was ahead, and all of a sudden, once Pennsylvania came in, Barack took Pennsylvania, he took Ohio, and he took Florida. And it came just like that, and then he took California.
That's the state. That's the one. California, New Mexico, those West Coast states. Gotta get those. Those are crucial. But again, man, you got the mayor in the building, man. It's going down tonight, man. We keeping up with the situation. We keep up our world events too, so we know we kind of well rounded over here. After further review, GQ Palace Sports. We got my man Slate in the building. We got Key in the house. We got Shelly calling from North Carolina. She's in the house by herself watching the election. We got Kim in the building. My man Flowway checked in. You know what I'm saying? So we. We here, man. So, once again, it's 9:05, man, and Obama is doing his numbers, and hopefully, by the time we get off the air, we might be able to project that. It's 152 to 123. A lot of the crucial states have it come in. It's going status quo for Romney. You know, he's got the ones that he was trying to get, and that's all good. So he does what he do. But we just want to know, you know, what was your story? You know, what was your voting experience like? What was the mood like? Really won't get into who you voted for and all that. That's your business. But you know, we live enough.
We gonna
kick it back into and Slate.
Well,
Slate, I'm gonna ask you about your Lakers, my dude. Congratulations on the win last night, man.
He needs to win Ohio.
Watch him out, man. Watch him out.
I'm just saying that, man, because the Knicks are 3-0, man. I'm feeling a little myself right now, man. 3-0.
I'm an older bro. I'm not that old, but since I've been alive, I haven't seen the Knicks win nothing. Number one.
Hey.
Number two.
Hey, man, what was you doing in 1994, man? What was you doing in 1999 when we went to the finals? We might have lost.
I said win anything. Maybe I didn't see
clear. Win. Okay. We won the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean anything.
I got you, my dude. It's all good.
Win it
man,
all.
You're right.
Champion.
You're right.
You know,
so what's the Lakers' excuse?
Don't talk about the Lakers.
We win enough not to have to make excuses. We're playing terrible right now.
Yeah.
But like I told all Laker fans, they must see something I don't. I'm diehard Laker through and through.
Right.
But I'm a realist first. And Dwight Howard has no post moves. If anything, he'll uplift the Lakers defensively. But Steve Nash is 90. He got hurt in game two with 80 left. You get hurt in game two with 80 games left.
Yeah.
And you're hurt in game two?
Yeah, and you 30-something.
Not a world peace.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, not a world peace. He plays defense. No, that was Ron Artest. This is Meta World Peace. He's like Sybil. He got 90 personalities. He's crazy. It's a waste of a uniform right now.
Mm.
Plus this Princeton thing,
it doesn't even work
in college. Let Steve Nash go around the pick and roll all day. Let Kobe isolate here and there. The Princeton thing, they got to get rid of it. I was hoping nobody wins it their first year anyway, no matter how much talent you got. Ask LeBron. But I was hoping at least we could take the Thunder an extra game this year. But I didn't expect us to win anything.
But again, like we were talking about the election, man, it's still dumb early in the season, man. You know what I mean? The Lakers going to be there. Like you said, I'm more worried about my Knicks than anybody jumping out the window over 3-0, man. I mean, we beat the Sixers twice without Andrew Bynum. So, I mean, you know, 3-0 is 3-0, but I'm not really, you know, jumping out of the window over that 3-0 right there, man. You know, I'd rather talk about it like at the end of January and see where we at right then and there, you know. But I'm appreciating how Carmelo is trying to involve everybody and not, you know, take over things. Again, like I said earlier, your man Amari Stoudemire is going to end up being trade bait. You know, if this
Listen.
Team keeps it, you know, goes into a flow like it's going, you know what I mean?
Mayor, I was just teasing you on the Knicks thing.
No, that's all good, my dude. I'm a realist like you.
Listen, y'all just beat the bully on the block. When you punch the bully in the mouth, they got to respect you, and that's the bottom line. Undefeated is undefeated. Say what you like, how you like. The Knicks is on top right now. I appreciate it. And I think it's for one thing. Y'all passing the ball right now.
Yeah.
Everybody's passing. You're playing defense.
Mm-hmm.
You're well-rounded. You got
mm-hmm.
a nice fit.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, the Knicks is doing their thing. They doing
right.
way better than the Lakers, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I mean, I just, you know, hope to be saying that, man, that, you know, when April and May roll around, we still, you know, I said last year, man, that I thought my team, you know, the Knicks were a home court advantage team. So that means that we should be one of the top four teams in the East, and we ain't play like it. You know what I mean? But I never jumped on the Insanity bandwagon. I never did that. I was kind of like taking it at face value, man. But it all exposed itself. But the thing, the bottom line at the end of the day about the Knicks, you know, last season especially, was they never played together. If you know, with their whole nucleus wasn't there. Somebody was always hurt. Somebody was always out. You know what I mean? So now we have full training camp under our belt. You know, and we got our team basically the way it's supposed to be, essentially without Amari Stoudemire, and everything is working into a flow. All right, so we got Dallas on Friday. We'll see what it is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we go on a little road trip. You know, we got at Orlando, at San Antonio, at Memphis. So by the time we come back home and play Indiana on the 18th, we're gonna see where we at. You know.
I'm feeling y'all right now.
Yeah. Right now, we
doing, like
we
I was saying to my man, he's
like
talking about the Heat gave y'all that victory. Well, give them some more. You know what I mean?
Hold it. Yeah, I was kind of feeling that way too. Like the Heat didn't even really want to be there.
Listen,
you know,
that was a hell of a win.
Yeah, but it was a win. Everybody was hot. You know what I mean? Doing their numbers, scoring wise. They, you know, they distribute the ball. Carmelo wasn't trying to be greedy, and he got his numbers. So can't be mad at that. You know, and again, a win is a win is a win. 3-0 is 3-0.
Listen,
but,
not
again,
only did you win, you won impressively. Every time
yeah,
I turned the
home,
game, y'all was up 20.
Yeah.
So listen, that's a stomp out. Miami, don't tell me Miami planned that. No, they didn't. Not like that. Word up. So listen, I'm all for the Knicks. I hope they do their thing. The Knicks, this is the mecca of basketball. You know, I like L.A. because of the Lakers, but L.A. country. This is the mecca of basketball right here, New York City. You know, street ball and everything else. So we need a team back. I wouldn't mind the Knicks winning it all.
Yeah, man. But I just think, yeah, it's going to be a situation where, you know, again, you know, once we get down to, you know, get a month under our belt, couple months under our belt, we'll see, you know, what it is, man. But hopefully we'll be, you know, we'll still have a black president while that's going down. Again, man, after further review, GQ Balance Sports, we got another caller on the line. Let me see who we got calling. T, what's good? We got T in the building. What's happening?
Hello.
Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening?
Hey, T. Hey, what's up, Kia?
What's going on?
What's
Kia.
Up, Mike?
Mike. Hey, T, Mike tried to just say that was a – we won a lame game. They gave us that game.
Rock
oh,
Uncle
Lord, here we go.
Rock Uncle Sandy. Listen, like I said, Sandy ain't had nothing to do with my boys. I love them. I'm still going to ride or die with them, but, hey, we done.
I don't even know what to say about y'all.
I'm serious. It's
oh,
nothing
Lord,
too
Lord.
Much you can
hey.
Say. I don't even know what's going on. Like they said,
yeah,
they fired, what's his name? They fired, the, you know, the defensive coach.
Yeah.
But you're still losing.
Yeah.
So obviously you didn't get rid of the right person.
I mean,
yep.
I was expecting them to do their thing last week, you know, because I was expecting Michael Vick to do his thing against Atlanta. But now, like you said, I agree with you, T. It's a done deal for them. So,
exactly.
You know, they're on borrowed time right now. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, because
oh,
did you see
for
that game last
for
night?
For the Eagles.
Oh.
Did you see that game last night?
That offensive line, I ain't never seen nothing like it. That offensive line is the worst line in the league. They was killing Michael Vick last night.
I mean, you know, no protection, no nothing.
Mm.
And then you get in the red zone and you still
and
can't
you
do nothing
but
a field
right.
goal.
Right. There's
mean,
a lot of that going on.
You had those two turnovers right there in the red zone and you still couldn't do nothing. You know, but a field goal?
Yeah. No,
I mean, they we're done. But like I say, they still my boys. I'm going to rock them out.
That.
I'm going to rock them out, you know. But it's a done deal.
I mean,
I ain't
you know, I'm not gonna throw no dirt on you right now. You're 3-5.
I
it could still happen. It can still happen. I'm trying to have
gonna
to,
take a
I'm
miracle.
Trying to be positive. I'm trying
take
to be positive. Y'all lost four in a row, man.
Exactly.
It's over.
Yeah. That's what I say.
Y'all
was
three. That means y'all was 3-1 a while ago. Wow. If my math is correct, y'all was used to be 3-1.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go. Used to be.
Yeah.
You said the key word, used to be.
Used to be 3-1. Wow.
Right. So
you know,
and T,
I'm a big fan. I'm not an Eagles fan, but I'm a big fan of
Vic. You always said that.
I'm a big fan.
But
so
I mean,
where
I think they're not protecting my boy.
Where do you think Vic is going to end up next season? Because he's not going to be in Philly next year.
I don't know that.
No, I don't think he's going to be in Philly next year.
I don't think Randy's going to be in Philly.
I don't think he has the mindset.
There you go, Kia. That's who they're
going to
be.
I don't think they have the mindset to keep Michael Vick.
I do.
If Michael Vick,
I think they will. I think he's
going to
stay. I think they're going to stay. I think he's going to
stay.
He's going to
be
in there.
And Reed is going to be gone.
I think they're going to straighten up that offensive line. If they let, you saw last night when Vic didn't see nobody, what did he do? Go back to the old
Vic.
Run the ball.
Yep. And he did damn good.
And they don't let him do that.
That's the problem right there. Like I was saying a couple of weeks ago, they tried to put him in a box. And once you put him in a box, it's over.
Usain Bolt last night, it wouldn't have made a difference. As soon as he hiked the ball, they was killing him.
No,
oh, my God. And I don't mean little trip-up sack.
Yeah.
I mean the old-school Ron Jaworski backbreaker joint.
They
like, yo, Mike Vick is 120 pounds wet. He can't keep taking hits like that.
That's right.
Exactly.
He ain't no slow dude.
He got sacked seven times last night. He hurting today.
Seven. He got sacked seven times.
But, yo, they had a stat. His first 15 passes, they made contact with him like 11 times.
Exactly.
So even when they wasn't sacking him, he was hitting the floor, man. You can't, man.
They're
going to kill him.
They really are. And, they have to get him anyway, but he don't have no type of protection at all.
None.
And look at RG3 lose a back-to-back game.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a trip.
Yeah.
That was, I didn't expect him to lose, but...
I think they got what they were supposed to get when they played the Steelers, and I expected them to do more against Carolina. That was one of those games where they just didn't even show up, man. I don't know if it was those uniforms and those crazy helmets or what, man, but they just didn't,
Carolina just ran over them, basically, but like I said, as far as my boys, I love them, but we're the... We're done deal for this week.
I wouldn't think that they would get rid of Andy Reid and keep Michael Vick.
I do.
Because
get rid of
Michael
both
Vick, Andy Reid went to Jeffrey Lurie and he wanted Michael Vick. And Jeffrey Lurie didn't want Michael Vick. And he convinced the owner to take Michael Vick. And Michael Vick, he's gonna get rid of the coach and let Michael Vick stay, and then Michael Vick is gonna have to now go under another coach. Andy Reid is all he know in Philly.
Okay, that's true. But you also got to look. It's been like people been talking about Andy not just this year.
Uh-huh.
I mean, when I worked for him, it was like, iffy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still there. But it's not getting any better.
Right. I mean, you're a fan, so I gotta give you that for that. But I just feel like I don't think that they're gonna get rid of Andy Reid and keep Michael Vick. I think they would let Michael Vick go and keep Andy Reid if they want to keep one and let the other one go.
Well, it's
because they got the other kid wasting away on the bench. The other kid wasting away on the bench.
Yeah, but it's possible they might get rid of both of them.
That's a possibility too. I mean, because there's names out there now. You know what I mean? I think John Gruden might be wanting to come back. Somebody's gonna try to fill up them spots, man. So Andy Reid is definitely on the hot seat.
Yeah, of course.
So you don't see a playoff chance for your team to make the playoffs. Period.
No. Honestly, I mean, like I said, I'm a ride or die, I'm a bleed green, but no. I'm just going to be honest with you, no, I don't.
Hear you. I hear you.
You know,
I hear you.
I would love for us to, and if
you
we do, it's going to be... It's going to be a shocker, but
if you make the playoffs, it's going to be a one and done. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I don't see it.
If you make the playoffs, it's going to be a one and done.
I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see it either,
this,
but I do just see them being the ones to decide that division, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they got to play Dallas twice. They got to play a bunch of teams that, you know, crucial division games.
The Giants again.
Exactly. So I think they're going to be the ones to decide that division.
Have a say, right.
But have you all noticed, though, honestly, like when they play, like, their rivals, Redskins, Giants, Cowboys, I mean, they play their heart out. These other teams, I don't know what they be thinking. You know, but the way that they've been playing, they ain't going to be nobody no more.
Well, I mean, again, as long as, you know, you're in the NFL, you know, it says not for long. So, I mean, they still have, you know,
like
3-5 and you got 8 games left and anything can happen. Like I said, anybody can beat anybody on any given Sunday. But I just wish the Sunday would come along that they would win a game. They got Dallas this week. So it starts now. So if you want to try to get on a roll,
you
got Dallas at home. So there's no excuses.
Right.
You got Dallas at home, and I think that might be one of the games we might pick for this week, Dallas to Philadelphia. But, yeah, it's going to be a tough road to hoe for the Eagles, man. You know, Dallas, then next week you got Washington Redskins. So you got division games.
Right, back to back.
Division games.
Or is it?
Go ahead.
I'm saying, we got a couple of non-divisionals, I think.
You got you got Dallas on Sunday. Then your next game is against at Washington.
That's Washington. Two divisionals right there together.
Yep. And then the game after that, you play Carolina on a Monday night.
Wow.
Then you got Dallas on a Sunday night.
And Cam Newton, he ain't looking bad at all either.
Well, I mean, Cam Newton's not having the type of year that he would want to have.
Yeah,
he's iffy. I think he's kind of suspect.
It's
you know?
His head about these commercials and these other little things, but
yeah,
put
a little bit of the cart before the horse, man. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he has to show and prove, and a lot of these cats are doing a lot of showing. But they're not proven right now, you know. But and nobody's really talking about Andrew Luck, and he's doing his thing. They might get into the playoffs, the Colts. You know,
I don't think they're getting the playoffs.
Hold up. Wait a minute. They're 5-3. All right. They're in the AFC South. So Houston's going to win that division, right?
Right.
Okay. So let me see. I'm just going to try to give the Colts the benefit of the doubt. The Colts right now, if the season was over today, the Colts would be in the playoffs.
I'm going to tell you.
The Colts
would
be the fifth seed if the season was over today. Because it would be Houston, Baltimore, New England, Denver, the Colts, and Pittsburgh. Y'all would play at New England, and Indianapolis would play at Denver. So if the season was over today, and we're at the halfway point, the Colts would be in.
Yeah.
It is what it is, but we still have half a season to go.
That's
but,
true.
You know, they're playing good ball right now, you know what I mean? And I think they're going a little bit under the radar right quick. Yeah, I mean, and Andrew Luck due for over 400
yards.
Sorry,
guys. Obama just got Pennsylvania. Yes!
Okay.
Don't worry.
He just got Pennsylvania.
I'm sorry.
Okay. That's what it is.
I'm sorry.
That's what it is. We appreciate that news flash right there. They need to put it up on CNN.
143, 153.
On the trigger.
Ooh. 143-153. Because you know what?
Okay.
Those red states, they predicted Romney to get those red states.
Right.
They predicted him to get those red states.
Mm-hmm.
But he took. And they, but
yeah,
Romney said he's going to get
Pennsylvania.
Obama
right
took Pennsylvania.
But I want to say something about that, too.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, you got to look at all the states that was affected, like my state, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, affected by Sandy. What about those people that couldn't get out to vote? It's at a trying time, too. You know, and I don't know. I just...
AT, they were supposed to have, like, shuttle bus down in South Jersey, down in that area to shuttle them, some certain people, to the polling place down in the Warsaw. And Governor Cuomo made his decision, anybody that's affected can vote anywhere they want to vote at.
Oh,
that's Cuomo.
Yeah,
that was New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can vote wherever you want to vote.
You can vote wherever you want.
Once you got there, you know your. Yeah.
Obama got New Jersey already, though, right?
Huh?
Obama got New Jersey already, though, right?
Oh, New Jersey go Democrat regardless.
Yeah.
But heavily heavily populated Democrat.
Yo, see, and then we're giving an example right now how it's working. We just got a report on GQ Palace Sports that the Electoral College votes was, 153 for Romney and 143 for Obama?
Yeah, he got the Pennsylvania. That pushed him up.
CNN is slow on the draw. They still got it 152-123. So we're seeing how it's working.
Because they said if he gets Ohio and Florida, it's automatic win.
He can pick, that's it.
So it was 153 for Romney?
Yeah. 153 Romney got the 153 from the states that he was already projected to get those states. That was already going to be his state.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about little states, West Virginia, Kentucky,
Alabama, all that.
These are small states. But like they said,
the biggest state
in Ohio and Florida is close.
It's close.
I think Obama is leading.
If he get Wisconsin, Virginia, and Ohio, he don't need Florida.
Virginia is the key.
Yeah.
Virginia is the key, though.
Yeah.
Virginia went with him in 08.
Mm-hmm.
They went with him in 08.
It's real hype right now.
Yeah.
So what do you think the feeling is in the Obama camp right now? They sit there watching like we watching it.
He's sitting back saying, all right, you know, hey.
His states are coming in now.
They said earlier that he was confident that he was going to win. You know,
he has to be confident. He's the president.
Yeah.
And you know what? And I'm confident he's going to win too. And I'm watching it right now. You know, I don't usually watch it that way because I get frustrated and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
get frustrated.
So I don't usually watch it the way I jump up and down in a minute. You know, so I don't usually watch it the way I'm watching it right now. But I'm confident that he's gonna win it.
I'm confident. I don't worry about those red states that they got circled. Those was all going to Mitt. That was South Carolina always go Republican.
It was already gonna go to Republican.
It was gonna go to Mitt. Those red states, they already knew they was going to commit Ryan. These newscasters said those are states that Mitt was going to win regardless. Thought he was going to get Pennsylvania today, but Pennsylvania knew what they were going to go. They're going to Obama. They went for Obama on 08, they went Obama on 12.
Exactly.
Right.
The same two states. Yeah, they mapped it out already.
So,
Mitt knows he needs. Right. These are big states.
Yeah.
He wanted Pennsylvania, he wanted Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna need these states, but Pennsylvania's in front of him.
Add up to too much once those, you know, Obama states started coming in. Those little states are gonna add up to too much.
Right, his states are coming in now.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna slide a couple of scores at you right quick. We're in the third quarter. Orlando 52, Chicago 52. Halftime. Oklahoma City 57, Toronto 38. First quarter just getting underway. Denver Nuggets 17, Detroit Pistons 7. That's what's going on in the NBA tonight. GQ Palace Sports in the building. Now we're going to get back to our political discussion in the house. But, CNN is slow on the draw, man, and I'm not feeling that. And, you know, I hope the people that's out there listening and people that decided to call, you know what I mean, to kick in this on election night, man, they're seeing what it is. We're getting an update, and CNN, who's supposed to be the number one leader in reporting the news or whatever, they're mad slow on the draw. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on. If somebody else could see that, you know, get an updated, up-to-the-minute report, CNN is supposed to be the world leader in news. How come they late?
That's why I saw it. They declared him Pennsylvania to win. They had already had him marked. Pennsylvania's came in already. They had the state. The state that they had Romney in red, they already, newscasters already said they projected Romney to win those states. They projected him to win those states. But the biggest state he wanted was Pennsylvania, Ohio. But they knew when they saw Pennsylvania, and I know his camp is disappointed right now because he was campaigning hard in Pennsylvania today. Pennsylvania with Obama.
Mm.
Right. Yeah,
he was in Pennsylvania today because he knows he's going to need Pennsylvania.
Right.
Like you said, Kia, those little small states,
they don't mean
they're always Republican.
Right.
Yeah.
They're always Republican, so, I mean, what's
South Carolina is one of the racist states. 153.
Oh, where is it?
It's tied up right now. Yeah, 153 for Obama and 153 for Romney.
Yeah,
his
crazy.
States
he's
are coming in.
Draw,
his states
man.
Are coming in. His states are coming
it's
in
still,
now.
CNN is still reporting at 152 Romney, 123 Obama. And we've been talking about this for almost 10
turn
minutes now.
Yeah, right.
CNN is bugging out.
His
CNN
states are coming in now.
And I'm not feeling CNN right now.
Right. That's why
right.
We don't need to panic about nothing.
CNN is bugging. They got me flipping over here with these old late results, man.
Because
one thing that had me scared is McCain was an idiot. When he picked Sarah Palin to be his running mate, it was downhill from there.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney is sneaky. He's talking about he builds businesses, and that's what he does. No, Bain, his little so-called pet company, his job was to destroy businesses and take them over.
Overseas.
Thank you.
Right. That's right.
So I don't
that's
trust
right.
this cat as far as I can throw a car.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This dude,
say that again. Say that again, Slate.
I said I don't trust him as far as I can throw a car. Watch
yes,
this
sir.
Dude. You might as well put an Imperial Wizard in
there. That's exactly why. That's exactly why his last stop was in Pennsylvania today, because he knew, his camp knew he had to get these big states. Pennsylvania ain't no fool. That's a hard-working, blue-collar state.
Yep. Yep.
That's
yep.
no bad. Blue-collar states are not no fools.
Mm-hmm.
That's
they
went to Obama.
They see right through all that madness.
I'm on.
They know you're not for them from the door. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Right. Come on. Those are steel towns.
Holla.
I read this statement today, right, about the relationship with African Americans.
I see you.
I like that steel
Who
town
doubt?
Thing.
No doubt.
153.
I'm saying that's like he's talking about, you know, the blacks being freeloaders and stuff. Some BS.
That's what I was mad that Obama didn't really threat that 47% that he was disrespecting.
Exactly.
About they was freeloaders and he's not
exactly.
worried about them and they can stay on welfare because he doesn't care about them. I bet you he cares about that vote now.
Yeah, he cares about them tonight.
His ancestors
once owned
slaves.
He cares
no,
about them
tonight. That's the stuff that he was saying. That his
mm-hmm.
ancestors once owned slaves. What kind of, I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, but again, like to your point, it's like I don't think that I think Obama did the correct thing by not really, you know, he did it. Romney put his foot in the doodle enough already. You know what I mean? So everybody saw what it was and the statements that he was making, and he was putting his tan on his face when he went to go see the Hispanic people or whatever. You know what I mean? He's trying to appease everybody. Ain't nobody
right.
fooled by that. Everybody
I mean, I know
right
I'm Obama
that.
Bias. Hey, we all have our niches once again.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, it was three different debates, and three different times he went against what he said in the previous debate.
Thank you.
And these y'all
can't
see
that. Need, that tell you what you need to know
this
right
dude
there.
Is a flip-flopper. One minute he's against, he's for the game, the next minute he's against them, and vice versa. Like, he's so, listen, one thing I know about politics, and I don't know much, and I don't claim to know much, but I know you don't say nothing about the gays. They got a lot of power. And you definitely, especially with black women, do not try to tell them about their body. See that totally alone.
Can you applaud that? And applaud
no
that, please. Applaud
right.
that, please. Applaud that.
So you leave black women alone when it comes to their body. So for him to do that abortion thing, he was playing himself with that.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
That's long.
And I don't see why people are still, you know, it's even close now. I mean, people seem like the statement that you just made straight about the, you know, about women and whatever. That's very, very touchy. He shouldn't have went there. But I'm saying that he's, you know, it should be a blowout for Obama right now, man. That's for, again, it's going status quo. None of the states that, you know, he ain't surprising nobody right now. I just put it like that. He's winning everything he's supposed to win. You know what I mean? Even with the statements that he made, the foul actions and everything that he showed, knowing, like you said, Mike, earlier, if Romney does win, it's going to cause an upheaval.
Man.
You know what I mean? Like you said, you know, your people want to move out of state and all this is going to be crazy.
It
it's
is.
Going to be crazy.
Yeah, man.
And people just only thing, like I said, you know, when we came on the air, I just asked the question: Did you do your due diligence?
Yeah,
right.
I did.
And, I mean, did you?
Did
you know,
I got
you know, because
I did mine.
Again, if you don't,
got,
you know, if you don't participate, if you don't participate in the process, then again, you know, you have no wins. You don't get to sit at the table and talk about nothing.
But make it so bad about Florida's vote. They got Mitt by 500 votes. But the thing about the Florida vote is that scary Mitt Romney think Miami-Dade County, which is populated
right.
black, has
mm-hmm.
not come in yet.
And Dade and Broward.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you know, like the saying goes, if you don't vote, you lose the right to complain.
Yeah, that's right.
About
that.
Yeah.
If you don't go out there, applaud that, please. Thank you very much. All right.
What about that jackass? What's your boy Trump?
Oh, he need to show.
Oh, yeah,
book.
Yeah. I got something to show you, and they hang low. What the hell you mean? I need to show you my first.
How many billions you?
Like nobody's mail works. Y'all know he's a so-called cool spare chucker, whatever you want to call it. The names kill me, the spare chucker thing, the porch monkey, all that, whatever. And you know damn well when that Negro was trying to run for anything, they knew exactly where he was born. You know what I mean? So for them to bring up that birth certificate is blasphemy. You didn't bring it up to none of them Republican candidates. And
I'm on
the bandwagon, ask your boy for his own tax return, Mr. Mitch.
He's holding on to them for dear life.
Yep, you see how long it took, right? For
he's holding on to them tax returns for dear life,
when
man.
When they said that Obama, you know, gave in and actually showed him. Don't you even... I don't know why he did. I wouldn't have showed him nothing. You think what you want, but with the CIA, the NAACP, every letterhead you can think of, you know damn well they knew where that man was.
Enemy of the state? You better stop playing.
Come on, man. And for him to even go there, that's as racist as it gets, man. For real, that shit ticked me off, yo.
Yeah.
Hey, what did Willona say? The watchers is watching the watchers. Stop playing,
yeah,
yo.
Man.
Yeah.
Come on,
stop
you
playing.
Know they know exactly where that man was from.
Word up, man. GQ Palace Sports in the building, man. It's election night 2012, man. 646-200-3838 is the number. We got a host of callers, man, from everywhere. We want to know how it went down for you. How was your voting experience today? And we're definitely going to get into a little bit of sports. Well, we got like a half hour left. I can't give an update right now. I'm going to need one of my peoples out there to give me an update on the situation because CNN is wilding.
Yeah, they're moving slow.
It's still 152 to 123. So I can't even put that in the air like that.
Wow.
Oh, it's 140.
I can't put it in the air. Go ahead.
It's 143-153. Ohio pushed him up to 143. I mean, Pennsylvania. Well, Pennsylvania came in, it pushed him up to 153.
Yeah.
Okay,
143. 143. When he was at 123, Pennsylvania pushed him up to 20 points.
So, Romney has 153?
And Obama has 143. Obama states
Obama
are coming in now. Right. Obama states are coming in now.
Okay.
But wait a minute. Shelley said it was 153.
Yeah,
153.
It was 153 to 153.
Okay, then another state came in. Oh, they're not showing it on my side yet. And then another state came in then.
Okay, Shelley's saying 153.
Shelley, what are you watching, Shelley? What channel are you watching?
Fox News. Fox.
Okay. Then
Fox.
They might be right. She might be right.
Let me turn
it off. Yeah, because I know CNN is tripping.
You might want to go to Fox, then.
I was watching ABC
News.
It's
Fox News. It's still 153 to 153. They're still showing it as tied up.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Then another state came in.
Good. I'll take that. 153, 153.
Yeah. His states are coming in. His
but
states.
Wait a minute. Now they're saying, wait a minute, Barack of 50, Mitt Romney 49%. That's what it's saying on my Fox, so. I guess
it's
different everywhere.
Yo, check this out.
I'm
going to
tell you like
day.
This.
Ahead,
I just
want to
say this.
153, 153.
I don't care as long as Obama wins.
Win.
You know
there
I'm
you
saying?
Go.
Because
it's 270
I hear
million,
you, my dude.
And it is. I'm looking at that too, Shelley. 153.
It's 153, 150. ABC is not showing 153 yet.
Go to Fox.
Yeah.
If you got it.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's what's up.
And the fact that, and like I was telling, like I could imagine my coworkers and, you know, whatever. Because I'm going to tell you guys, I'm the only black in my office.
Wow.
I'm the only black one in my office, too.
Right, so I'm
the only black.
Watermelon seeds,
so in my office, I got a lot of guys that, you know, a lot of people in my department that's not in my department that works in another department that I talk to. These people know that Romney can't get back in office. They got kids in these type of schools. And these people are way, I mean, and I listen to them and everything, and they've been strong Democrat. You got some Republicans that's like weary because you know what? They don't know how to handle struggle. People of color know how to handle struggle. I don't care. We handle struggles well. They do not handle struggle well.
No.
Because you know what? Soon as they got their parents or whatever got beach homes down there, down in that deal, Rumpson's. Million-dollar mansions down there. Yeah, see how quick Sandy can come and uproot your whole life?
Yes.
That's right.
There you go.
Sandy came and uprooted their whole life down there.
It turned the whole situation around.
The whole situation up.
Yes, that's right.
Those are million-dollar homes down there in flames, floating in the water.
Yep. And you know what? You got a big point there, Kia, because that's just like where I am. It's predominantly black, right? Yeah, we had a few trees uprooted that went in the street. Not into people's homes or anything like that, but the places away from me, like where it's predominantly white, they caught almighty. Seriously.
But well, we caught it in Long Island, too. And let me know. You want to talk about people that's upset? Oh, they are really upset right about now.
Yeah.
Like, not to mention they got people breaking into stores and breaking into houses and stuff like that. Please, you know they fight.
They're really upset.
As soon as that power went out, people just started robbing people. So.
And the same thing.
You know, like the gas and everything like that.
That's a whole other story.
I already heard about it.
A whole different story. You know, and once the lights went out, like, we had no lights, but it's a little different. You come up, they have... prosecutors guarding my. I live up in Roseland, at Roseland Livingston, West Georgia area. They got prosecutors guarding homeowners' homes up there. Guarding you. It's pitch black up there by me. Pitch black.
Wow.
But I was telling somebody, yeah, the lawn's not working and everything, but you got two German shepherds waiting for you to come up in there.
I know that's right.
They're going to cast their own vote. You got one guarding that front door. You got one looking at hear any noise. They guard it.
No doubt.
You come what up in there and they look and they prowl.
I just want to ask a question. Do you think that the young people turned out like they did in the last election?
I think all I could do is hope that they did.
I think they did, but I don't think they did.
I think that, you know, they got complacent. Oh, the brothers there, we good now. They don't understand. It's an everyday struggle, man.
Right.
That
struggle continues. It doesn't stop.
When the debate came to Long Island over at Hampstead at Hampstead College, you should have seen all those kids that was on there that was talking about, oh, you know, we're going to vote Obama, we're still going to vote for him. So I'm hoping that they did, but a lot of it, I know here in Long Island, a lot of the places were affected by this whole Sandy thing. So it's I don't know. It's hard to say.
So I'm hearing a lot of, you know, people were affected. They didn't go vote because of Sandy. So you think that that works out
I don't think that was people. Let me tell you something. I don't think that was particularly people of color or people that were strong. I don't think it affected them. They know they had to go to the polls.
Right.
They know. That was the mindset.
I was the ambassador of my hood. I went around with the registration forms months before this election and was getting everybody that I thought could read an election form. Like, get out there and vote. What you drink, bro? Hurricane, I got you. Let's go. Whatever that niche was, I got you. Let's get it popping. We're going to do this.
Two weeks ago, did
you get your registration ticket? Because they used to send you one of them little voter election cards where your polling place is. And they was all like, yo, good looking out. I got it. I'm like, yeah. I felt proud every time somebody, a different person came every day, like, yo, good looking out, and just came in the mail. Now do your part, man. Come and vote. Turn out. Let's do this.
You know what? The reason why I say that I think it did affect, you know, the younger adults is because how many young adults, when they have, like, different, like, say, Long Beach. Long Beach has a lot of young adults in there, too. Long Beach, Seaport, Hempstead, all these areas by Hofstra College and everything. A lot of the polls that they voted at, like, last year, they're closed down. So when you think of it, how many people really going
to
do their homework, young adults?
To find out where to go vote.
Exactly. That's part of the problem. That's why I say I think that, you know, it probably will have an, you know, effect on it because they're not going to do the homework to find out where. Me, I went to two different locations to vote today. You know,
I'm
35.
But let me ask you, with the proliferation of the MTVs, your BETs, and stuff that young people are into or whatever, the message, they didn't receive the message. I know the message is being put out there. So they didn't feel that responsibility upon themselves to go and, you know, do their due diligence, like we say over here?
If you look on, like, if you guys are watching, like, MTV, VH1, stuff like that, that might tell you a number to call. But when I called one of those numbers, they told me two different locations. I didn't go to either one of them. I called my mom and was like, oh, like, where are you voting? I'm going to go where you voting. You know?
Right.
At the same time, I think of it like this. Everybody has a responsibility, you know.
Right.
If there's any college student out there that want to continue to go to college the way that they're going right now, then yes, it's their responsibility to do it. But I think that the Board of Elections, I don't think that they made it easy for anybody.
Right.
I don't think that they gave phone numbers out. They even said by saying the Bronx, like Bronx Bridge over there, you can go there and vote. Guess what? You have to be a Bronx resident in order to go there and vote. And I'm from Long Island. I couldn't vote there. So they gave wrong information also. When I was listening to, like, 1010 Wing, they had, like, this lady that was, like, 85 years old. She got, you know, she was out in the mist because her home was lost, so therefore the place that she used to go to vote, she couldn't go there. She went to, like, three or four locations. They turned her away.
Wow.
Voting all her life.
What?
So when you need to say, you tell me, okay, if you're a teenager or you're a young adult, rather, and you're going to go to vote, somebody's going to turn you away?
They're not going to look the world.
They're not
supposed to do that.
Right. But you know what? They say on the news that they were not supposed to turn away anybody from voting. But what they did was they were saying, okay, well, you know what? We don't have any more affidavits here. Come back later on this afternoon. The one lady
so they try to discourage you.
Exactly. And I'm saying if they're going to discourage an older adult, what do you think they're going to do to a younger adult?
Right. Yeah,
they don't even
put in a
exam.
Right.
And even all the people that they said, okay, well, oh, you don't need an ID to go and vote as long as you're not a first-year voter, right? As long as it's not your first time. But guess what? They were asking people for IDs all over the place today.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad they didn't hear.
5, 6 years. You know what I'm saying?
They ain't doing it in the state of New Jersey. And it's, they ain't
doing
it this way.
They didn't ask
I wish they would have asked me for some ID.
And I made sure I listened to the news all day today because I wanted to see exactly how everything was going down.
Pan out,
Where I
voted, they made sure they asked for ID. And it better be a back joint. Don't come in here with no bootleg ID. It better be like a license or something major. And I mean, that's just, it's education is very important.
Right.
So you should already know that there are going to be potholes and loopholes purposely put in your way, different hurdles for you to jump. I had ID, I had Visa, I had MasterCard. What you need? I might give you the Platinum Express Black if you want. Don't let me vote. You're going to let me vote or I'm going to burn this joint down. We vote. Let's get it
happening.
Like I said, you can stand online for hours for Jordans or iPod or whatever.
That's
There's no reason you shouldn't be able to vote. Like, don't let nothing stop you. That's their game plan.
But you know, that's just like I've heard a couple of people saying, well, my vote won't make a difference. The hell if it won't. One vote can make a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
One vote can make a big difference. You just don't realize that, you know, this woman that I know 60-some years old have never, ever had a voting card. You know, and like I told her, yeah, you should have went down Freehold, wherever you need to go, and get this done.
Well, what difference is my one vote going to make? A big difference. One vote can make a difference.
Yeah, you know? And some, you know, I mean, it does. You know what I mean? But then, I mean, how do you break that down to put the onus on the person who doesn't feel like, you know, their vote isn't going to be counted or whatever? You put the responsibility on them. You have to put some kind of pressure on them. Like, for real, it's affecting you. So then you want to be the first one that complains about everything.
There you go.
You didn't vote at all.
And that's
so,
what I
you know
told.
What I mean?
I'm
going to
tell you.
GQ College Sports, man, one more again, man. 646-200-3838 is the number. Press 1 to get down with us. We have that time in the show, man, where we go into a little thing. We pick three games that's from the upcoming NFL week. And we're going to run through this kind of quick because we want to still talk about what's going on while we got a few minutes. The first game that we're going to do was Atlanta and New Orleans. The Falcons are going in to play the Saints. Anybody want to chime in on that game? I'm picking the Falcons to win that game.
Me too.
To stay undefeated. So you said the Falcons?
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else want to chime in on that one?
I'd say the Falcons. It was an aberration of what they New Orleans did to Philly. They won't do
that
to Atlanta.
I got you on the Falcons. Kia, you want to chime in on that one? Guess not. All right. We got Dallas and Philadelphia. That's the next game. I know where you're going, T.
You know.
I know where you're going. So anybody
you
else
know.
Want to try? I'm gonna take the Cowboys.
So am I. I'm gonna take the Cowboys.
I'm taking
too.
The Cowboys on that.
They're
one.
A little less dysfunctional than Philly right now.
So
you
know
go,
the less of two evils.
I feel you, but I gotta stay with my boys.
Okay.
Hello. What was the first pick?
First pick was Atlanta and New Orleans.
I'm going with the Saints.
You would. Okay. The next game is Dallas or Philadelphia.
Ooh, I'm going with my Eagles.
Cowboys.
Thank you,
Kia. Kia going with the Eagles?
Yeah.
I'm not. I ain't going with no damn Eagles.
Hush,
Mike, I didn't even bother to get at you in this game. I know it's two of your teams that you really, really care about, the Cowboys and the Eagles. The next game that we're going to do is the Houston Texans and the Chicago Bears. That's like a Super Bowl preview. That's going to be a good game.
The Bears.
TC got the Bears. What do you say, Slate?
Texans.
Slate going with Houston. I'm going to take the Bears.
Yeah.
I like the Bears this year. I like them. I think they're going to win the division. I think they're going to make some noise in the playoffs. I've been riding with the Bears. I think the Bears are going to make some noise. And this is a game where they got so approved. Might be a Super Bowl preview popping off. Houston's
no,
there
ain't no
numbers.
Super Bowl preview.
Nah. Oh, yeah, well, I forgot who I'm talking to.
There ain't no Super Bowl preview. That Super Bowl preview got to be black and yellow in that Super Bowl preview.
The only black and yellow is going to be the host team, the New Orleans Saints. I'm sorry.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
Watch the mouth.
Come on.
It's a family show now. Watch your mouth. It's a family show. It's a family show now. It's a family show. But, Slate, you got Houston, Kia, TC, and myself. We're going to ride out with the Chicago Bears on that one.
Once again, man,
it's election night, and it's almost about that time for us to slide out of here. We got a few minutes left. Anybody want to, you know, say any parting words before we get out of here for a week? So you want to set it off?
Yeah, I'll set it off. Listen, it's too late now. The polls closed at 9, right?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
No, I thought it was 9. If you didn't vote, like I'm saying, if you didn't vote, you shouldn't complain. But for those who did, I hope you voted for Barack. Yes, I'm Barack biased. Say it again. But, you know, just everybody. I just wish everybody love and all well and safe and happiness. I know a lot of you are affected by Hurricane Sandy and all of that. And
yeah.
I just wish you and your family the best.
What it is, Slate. Appreciate
you.
Thank
you. Okay.
See, go
ahead, I just want to say, go Obama. Thanks for being here today to talk about Sandy, the politics, games, everything, you know. And just, hey, I'm praying for everyone that's going to be affected tomorrow by this storm that's coming.
All right, thank you, thank you. Kia, you want to say anything before we get out of here?
I'm just, you know what, I'm not complaining. We've been without power. I'm thanking God for just life, health, and strength. It could have been worse for us up there. It wasn't. Yes, I still don't have power. People lost everything. I just lost electricity. And, you know, I got hot water. Fireplace is going, so I'm good. I'm good. I keep everybody else in there for my prayers because a lot of people are devastated. They're devastated. They're walking around here looking at their stuff floating in the water. Their life dreams floating. And I can't complain about nothing. I will not complain about nothing.
There you go.
I appreciate you. Shelly, you still with us?
I am.
Okay, you want to say anything anyway before we get out of here?
I just want to say that I hope everybody, you know, gets everything together and hopefully everybody can get some gas and power and water and get back to working and everything.
Yep.
I just pray that everybody is, you know, everybody's okay.
That's what it is. We appreciate you. We're here every Tuesday night, 8 to 10. It goes down just like this.
Nice, Shelly.
Thank you for calling in and all that. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
hey, Mike, you still hanging out?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, my dude. Anything you want to add to the discussion before we get out of here?
So I just wish everybody be safe. You know, Hurricane Sandy did a terrible job. You know, I wish everybody the best. Try to make the best out of a worse situation. I know it's hard.
Yeah.
Hope nobody get affected from the storm tomorrow. And go Giants!
Whatever, Mike. Whatever, Mike. And you got to get him a last word. Whatever, Mike. Don't give him the last word next time.
Kim, you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Quick question. Shelly, what was those last numbers you just gave out?
153, okay, 153. Right now, I'm looking at... It's saying 162 to
153.
Obama 162. Romney is
153. I'm looking at Fox, and it says Obama 167. Romney 153.
And make it so bad, Obama took Romney's home state. He took New Hampshire and Massachusetts and Rhode Island state.
I believe Obama is trying to hold him back. It's about to go down.
You've been riding out for us. I appreciate everybody riding out. GQ Palace Sports, the last couple of hours, man. It's a very, very hectic night. It's about to get real deep. We're about to go deep into the water, man. Like you said at the top of the show, we just asked you, if you did your due diligence today, you should be proud of your accomplishment. If you didn't, you know, don't say nothing about what you didn't do.
You know what I mean?
And, you know, everybody that was affected by Hurricane Sandy is still dealing with this situation. Bless up everybody preparing for the storm that's coming tomorrow, man. You know, it's going to get a lot better before it gets any worse. Just hold your head, do what you need to do. Ride out the rain. We can ride out the snow together with everybody's support, man, and helping each other out. We can make this happen. We need to help the big homie out tonight. I hope that GQ Palace Sports kind of like added a little, you know, a little levity onto your day. I know this day was hectic, but again, we appreciate you. If you went out there, you know, however long you're standing on the line, you know what I mean, whatever trial and tribulation they try to send you through, you got through that, and you made it happen, and you represented for yourself, you represented for your race, and you represented for your people, man. So GQ Palace Sports, after further review, we want to shout out everybody and send you a big up for that. Thank everybody for calling. Mike, you know what it is. Slate, the homie. No way, my man from the Bronx who checked in with us. Kia, thanks for calling in. Shelly, checking in from North Carolina and all that. And TC, you know what it is. Thanks for calling and checking in with us. Again, man, we went over 3 games. We went over Atlanta, New Orleans. We went over Dallas, Philadelphia. We went over Houston, Chicago. Check for after further review every morning. The end of this week, probably Friday, we'll have the college basketball rankings. We'll get that up in the air, and Slate can get at me about where I put his North Carolina Tar Heels and all that, or not. But it's the mayor in the building, man. GQ Palace Sports, another Tuesday is in the books. Everybody get to your TV sets, man, and get with your family members and watch some more history go down. We're going to do it again. You know, it's going to be better the second time around, man.
Four more years.
So, and I'm expecting that concession speech to come around a little bit after midnight.
It's coming around. It'll be around here.
Yeah, I'm expecting that concession speech, Romney, to, you know, do what he had to do.
Hello?
But again, shout out to everybody that called in, man, and shout out to all the listeners. We see you, too. We see the listeners, too, man. GQ Power Sports, after further review in the building, this is the mayor, and I'm out. Peace.